Thune plans Clarity Act floor vote. Next week, deal or not, Senate Majority Leader John Thune plans to bring the Clarity Act to a floor vote as soon as next week, even if Republicans have not reached a deal with Democrats, according to a July 23 report from Cointelegraph citing his remarks. The move puts a hard clock on the crypto market structure bill after months of stop-start negotiations. The signal is significant because it changes the question from whether the Senate will act to when. For most of the year, the Clarity Act has been stuck in the space between committee text and floor time, waiting on a bipartisan agreement that never quite closed. Thune's plan to schedule a vote regardless removes that dependency, at least procedurally, the bill and what it decides. The Clarity Act is the market structure half of the two-part crypto legislative agenda in Washington. The stablecoin half, the Genius Act, already became law earlier this year, though regulators missed their first rulemaking deadline under it. Market structure is the harder piece. It sets out which federal agency, the SEC or the CFTC, has authority over a given digital asset. And it draws the line between a token that trades as a security and one that trades as a commodity. That distinction is not abstract for anyone who holds or spends crypto in the United States. It determines which tokens exchanges can list without securities registration, how custody is treated, and what disclosure a project owes buyers. A clear commodity classification for large-cap assets would give U.S. venues firmer footing. An ambiguous one keeps the enforcement by litigation status quo that has defined the last several years. Bypassing the deal, Democrats have not been uniformly opposed. A bloc joined the negotiations while objecting to the current draft, pushing for stronger consumer protections and tighter language on conflicts of interest. Thune's plan does not resolve those objections. It sets a deadline that forces the question of whether enough Democrats will cross over to clear the 60-vote threshold that most Senate legislation needs to break a filibuster. That math is the real story. A floor vote scheduled without a deal is a bet that the votes exist, or a bet that forcing the vote will produce them. If neither holds, the bill can be brought to the floor and still fail, which would be a harder setback than leaving it in negotiation. The politics are also tangled with a separate controversy over whether market structure rules intersect with the president's own crypto ventures, a thread that has complicated the bill's path in the House framing of the same debate. Market reaction so far, crypto prices have not treated the news as a catalyst. As of July 23, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $65,830, down 0.8% on the day, with Ether near 119.928 and the broader majors all lower by less than a percent per coin market cap. The fear and greed index sat at 39 in fear territory. Markets have watched legislative timelines slip enough times this cycle to discount a scheduling announcement until a vote is actually gaveled. The muted response is rational. A plan to hold a vote is not a vote, and a vote is not passage. Traders who lived through the Genius Act's slow grind and the repeated market structure delays have learned to price the outcome, not the calendar. The read for crypto users, passage would matter well beyond trading desks. Clear rules on token classification and agency jurisdiction shape which platforms operate openly in the U.S., and by extension, which crypto cards and on- and off-ramps can serve American users without regulatory overhang. Products that let people spend stablecoins or hold assets in self-custody wallets sit downstream of how tokens and custody get defined in statute. A durable framework tends to widen access. Continued ambiguity tends to keep U.S. availability narrower than in the EU, where MiCA already consolidated licensing into a single regime. For now, the concrete development is narrow and worth stating plainly. The Senate's leader has put the Clarity Act on a near-term clock. Whether that clock produces a law depends on a vote count that Thune's announcement does not yet settle.